Hey, welcome everybody to one of my favorite podcasts as we sit with Wade Pearson with Home of Economy today. You know it's my favorite store. I've said it a billion times. And first off, let's welcome Wade. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great today.
Good to see you, man. It's it seems like it's been a while.
You know, it's just last, well, was it last month or?
Yeah,
or,
were you here last time? Yeah, you were on the last time. Yeah. So maybe it wasn't that long. It was
it was right before you were leaving.
Right towards the end of the month there.
Yeah, and you were leaving to the to see the eclipse.
Yes, I did.
How did that go?
It was incredible. It was very weird. Where we were at, we were on a golf course that was closed for this event. So there's nobody there. We had the whole, it's right in my aunt and uncle's backyard. But we laid out there with blankets. It was 80 degrees and sunny. Not a cloud in the sky. And when this thing started happening, it started getting darker, of course. And then it started getting colder. And then it got pitch black. And all the birds stopped. The dogs in the neighborhood all just laid down and didn't know what to do. And it was pretty weird. There was a lot of airplanes and helicopters flying around. But then when it started lightening up and warming up again, well, then the birds started singing. The dogs started barking and running around, and it was just back to normal. I was checking up here. I see the clouds were about touching the trees, so you guys didn't get a whole lot up here.
You know, I was home and... Mm-hmm. You know, and then it's just starting, and we had a little clearing. And so take out the welding helmet and, yep. You know, look at that, and it's going. And then at the maximum, you know, which you never know it was, and that's how I remembered it from the early 80s.
It's
like, you know, it's 60% covered, but it's still daylight out.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even know. But we had another little clearing, you know, and it's maybe didn't happen in Grand Forks because I live 20 miles out of town. Uh-huh. But, yeah, it was like, okay, well, I saw that. I mean, I don't need to see more of it, although, you know, it would have been fantastic seeing the totality. You know?
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was really cool. Way more than I imagined it would be.
Yeah.
And I'd actually talked to a farmer down there who has beef cows, and he said probably 90% of his herd laid down.
Really?
I mean, and normally cows, they go months without laying down, you know, and he said they looked out, they were all laying down.
Really?
So there's only a couple of standing. So, yeah, I don't know what the deal is with animals, but, well.
Yeah.
Anyway, we made it back. It was nice to go down there. It's a long drive.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it was 14 hours straight to get from there to Fargo.
Yeah.
So to come back to pick up our puppy.
Well, we drove down for the for a horse show one time down to Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And I was ready to go overnight, but I had the wife and the girls with and they wanted to stop somewhere, so
sure. We make it a 2-day trip on the way down, and then one on the way back. That way, we don't get there late at night. And anyway, before we get talking about all the great things going on and what's been going on at Home of Economies and all the Home of Economies, you want to talk a little bit about Willow Ari?
Yeah.
I see you've got a fundraiser.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, she's worked at our she's just a kid, I mean, to me.
Oh, yeah, she's been there for as long as I can remember.
She's been there forever and just a great worker. I mean, I kind of hate to say it, but just a sweetheart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just nice to everybody, real pleasant to everybody, doing a very difficult job. I mean, and then she got sick. We almost lost her, and she hasn't been able to work, and wonderful person. And you know, our people at work there kind of took it on and doing a fundraiser, and it's this Saturday. So anyway, I wasn't at the racer showcase because I had to make sure that I could be here at the fundraiser for. We've got a lot of, you know, they've called in, we're doing our part and everything,
mm-hmm.
and then, but they've also been getting more participation, and I think we've gotten some great participation from the other businesses in town and for, you know, prizes and auctions and things like that. So it's a spaghetti feed, and I think it's at 4:30 at the Eagles.
Yep, 4:30 to 7:00 at the VFW.
And
with the silent auction, we'll end at 6:30. But spaghetti feed, silent auction. She's going to have a tough road ahead of her. But boy, I tell you what. She'll get there.
Yeah, she's good. I'm just really thankful, and you know, it's not like we're personal friends. I just really like her and everything. But she called in one time and was talking. It's been a while now, and she looked great. So that was really made me feel good. A lot better and stuff. So she actually called in and then to insult the store manager, Alan. So
Well, that's easy to do.
Everybody does. So
I tell you what, though, he's my go-to guy. I've called him twice in the last couple of days. Anyway, if you'd like to find out more information about this medical benefit for Willow Ari, get a hold of Kristen at Home of Economy. She will tell you all about it. But again, it's Saturday. It starts at 4:30, goes from 4:30 to 7 at the VFW, post 3817. In East Grand Forks, silent auction will end at 6:30. Again, a spaghetti feed. Let's help Willow Ari out. Okay.
Yep, thanks for pushing that.
So. Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's part of the Home of Economy family.
Yeah.
Anything.
She's great.
Had the big indoor racer showcases 2 weekends ago here in Grand Forks. And I was gone, but I was told by a million people it was an incredible event as always. Devil's Lake had their very first one.
Yeah.
And what's really cool about these indoor racer showcases is, well, not only the fact that you get to see some of the new cars and your favorite race car drivers, but you guys will also help out, like, the Grand Forks Central Wrestling team here in town. Devil's Lake, we're helping out the Firebirds Devil's Lake team.
They're helping us out.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah.
It works great for them, too, but... you know, we really couldn't do everything we do without their help anymore. With you know, we used to be back pre-COVID, we used to be able to do other stuff with the in-house people. You just don't have the people. And now, Alan, who we just insulted, kind of, you know, our store manager, he did a great job setting up the event. And but he told me, he says, it's so nice having the wrestling team there. They've done it long enough. They just come in, do it. It's not a problem for him because he's, you know, we're shorthanded like everybody else is, and he's, you know,
and they're
running around
pushing a lot of people through there too.
They did great. And in Grand Forks, you know, we do a free will offering and then we do a little match, but you know, the public just really stepped up and supported him. It was well over $2,000.
Nice.
We just and you know, thanks to the public for doing that. And the, you know, the wrestling team, they don't get a lot of attention in town.
No, they don't get a whole lot of media, a lot of press, a lot of love.
You know, and you know, with budget cutbacks and stuff, they really need that kind of thing to you know, to support their team so they can keep going on, because you know, they're not getting hotel rooms paid anymore. I mean, they're doing one, able to, you know, the school's able to pay for one now, and one, but that's just one meet. So otherwise and I'm sure there's people, you know, families need the help and everything. So anyway, that's really good. Great bunch of kids. I didn't work with them this year, but I was there last year, and great bunch of kids and stuff. So when Brad in Devil's Lake, our store manager, when he set it up, it's a little more challenging there. But he raised, you know, over $900
Firebirds. Yep,
Firebirds.
Devil's Lake. Yeah, that's almost $1,000 for their wrestling team.
Yeah, and just first time out there, and it's a smaller market. And I, you know, I think Grand Forks does a great job supporting the racetrack, and I don't know that they have quite the following in Devil's Lake.
Oh, they've got a pretty good following. Maybe not quite as big, but yeah, and they do a great job there. I know Heather and Nolan that run the Devil's Lake track, they were super stoked about this whole racer showcase going on at Devil's Lake. So I know they posted a lot of things about it too. So again, a couple of great events at Home of Economy. You guys, okay, at Home of Economy, where there's always something fun going on. There you go. And what a great way to kick off the racing season, which seems like it's never going to get here. But then again, if you look back a year ago today, what did we have? A foot and a half of snow still on the ground, probably?
Yeah.
You know, now things are greening up, budding. It's nice. The birds are singing, and oh, boy. When we start talking about, like, the wrestling teams and the food being served, and now the first thing we want to talk about as far as what's going on now is all food-related again, and now I'm hungry. But in May, all your stores grill. It's kind of what you guys do, but yeah, well, of course, you got to get the Traegers out. But I mean, Grand Forks going to be doing brats, Graftic, garlic, parmesan, roasted chicken, roasted Brussels sprouts, dinner roll.
Brussels sprouts.
What did I say?
Yeah, Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts, yeah.
I don't think I'll get up there.
Oh, you don't like Brussels sprouts?
No, they're fine.
Oh. what else we got? Watford City, roasted pork, tenderloins, garlic, herbs, roasted river potatoes, Devil's Lake pulled pork. Rugby can have brats, Williston sliders and chicken kebabs. Oh, boy. Minot brats and Jamestown assorted boneless wings, pizza assorted kebabs. And a lot of people might hear all of these things and say, pizza, you know, the Traeger. When I think of all the different foods I've had on a Traeger at Home of Economy in Grand Forks, this is nothing. That's not even scratching the surface. But you guys like to bring out the Traegers. You like to cook food, and you guys don't just do burgers and brats.
Yeah, and do some fun stuff. And, you know, even a frozen pizza on the Traeger is
oh yeah
better than in the oven.
Darn right it is.
I do that a lot. You get a little bit of smoke flavor in there, and you're not heating up the house. So it's a, you know, it's win-win. So,
And do you know the dates on these or not? I just want to make sure I get to the Grand Forks store here because I want to try some brats. Yeah, I haven't had one in a while.
There's so many of them we didn't write them down, and nobody would remember them anyway, let alone me. So they're on our store Facebook group. So go ahead and follow that, or just check it out there, and we'll promote it there. So
yeah, your social media is always on top of things. That's a good thing. When we're looking at the handbills now. I'm looking at the Milwaukee handbill. Boy, you talk about some great deals. The sale ends, though, at the end of this month, end of 30th, the April 30th here.
But this flyer, we're finally, you know, we've been doing great in Milwaukee and whatnot, but we've really got a good offer here. With the flyer here, and where you get buy a tool, get a free battery, which is a huge value. So it's really, I mean, last week we did fantastic in Milwaukee. So we're really happy with how this promotion's doing. We'll probably have to bring something like this back later in the year. But it's definitely, Milwaukee's a great brand, you know, as is the other one. But it's really taken off.
And when you're looking at these, you got the hammer drill driver kit. You're knocking $100 off there. You're knocking $100 off the impact driver kit. You've got the Shockwave Impact Duty Driver Bit set for sale. And then you mentioned the buying the tools and getting the batteries free. Buy a 3/8 ratchet, you're going to get a free wireless job site speaker. There's just the batteries are on sale. Pretty much everything Milwaukee. Yep. I mean,
and the, you know, lawn and garden stuff, we're still bringing that in. We've got a couple items on this flyer, the string trimmer, which are, you know, string trimmers for the battery power. That's really the way to go right now.
Oh, that's the
only way I'd do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the Milwaukee, and of course we have the DeWalt. We've got the steel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chainsaw. If you want something kind of closer to the professional level,
sure.
But they're all great tools, and
you know, especially when you talk about like the weed whackers or the you know. I was gas powered forever, but they're heavy. They never.
We're getting older.
Yeah, they never run very well. It seems like, you know, they might the first year, and then you let them sit for winter, and they don't see. So then I tried electric ones, and oh my goodness, you're just asking for trouble there. Cordless is the only way to go.
Oh yeah, and you know you're not. You just pop the battery in, and you're doing, you know, 1, 2, 6, you're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put it away until next time. You don't have to worry about anything. So,
yep.
So for some of the stuff, now I still have a big yard out in the country, and been cleaning up after the ice storm.
Oh,
so
yeah. Oh, jeepers.
I've got to have the, you know, I've got Husqvarna chainsaws.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, there's room for that stuff. And
right. And that's what I got, Husqvarna chainsaw too. I like it. Spring spotlight. You look at another one of the flyers, and again, this ends in April, at the end of April on the 30th. The marine approved fire extinguishers. I know you got to have one in every boat, and it's just a smart thing to have around, because you wouldn't believe what a little, even like a stove fire, grease fire or something, which can burn your house down completely, but this could save you. These little fire extinguishers are right. Yeah, they're great.
You know, I was thinking, I was up at the lake, and I'm going, where is my fire extinguisher for the cabin? I couldn't even think. I think it's out in the garage, and I'm going to buy one. Good place
for it.
Well, that's a good place, but I'm going to buy another one and put it in my bedroom closet, so if something happens, I know right where it is.
Absolutely.
Nobody's gonna mess. So I'm next time I go up there, not this weekend because of Willow's thing, but I'm gonna be bringing one just so I have another one.
You know, I see you've got the Master Padlocks on sale for just $5.99. Now, have you been selling more locks? And the reason I say that is because we know how the world is changing. Oh. I mean, I used to leave my car unlocked in my driveway right in front of my house in the country. I don't even dare do that anymore. Everything seems to have a lock on it now. And I would imagine you guys are selling more, too.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit up. And it's kind of hard to judge because we've changed brands, or we're selling more brands than ever, you know. It's unfortunate that the world's going where it's going.
I know. You know, duct tape used to be the way to go until this Gorilla Tape came out. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, my seat on my four-wheeler, I have two upper, so somebody can sit in the back. Basically, my whole seat is upholstered with Gorilla Tape. Yep. it works amazing.
That's like my tractor seat. Yeah. And, I left it out, had to leave it outside for too long.
And it's the sun is what kills everything so bad. But you've got the light-duty diesel nozzles from Husky. You've also got the fuel pump kit and the fuel transfer tanks.
Yeah, and we do fantastic with those items. I mean, that's just... The people from Fill-Rite, you sit down with them and you're talking vice presidents and stuff. They're going, yeah, per store, you're selling twice as much as we would expect. So
we got a lot
of support in that.
And I suppose, I would imagine more and more are being sold now because the farmers are out and about. A lot of them have got all their wheat in and their small grains. They're kind of holding off for this weekend. We're talking a couple of cold nights here, but they're holding off with the beets. But I would imagine they'll be going full bore next week on those. I'm looking at this 168-piece mechanics tool set from DeWalt, $179.99. I wish I had one right now in my garage, but that's a great deal.
Yeah, and good quality tools and, with the whole warranty and everything. So, it's interesting to me just that the single-piece hand tools used to be a real big business, and now everybody's going with the impact wrenches and everything. But you still need... still need the handset.
You can't get an impact wrench everywhere. Right. There's places where you don't have that much room. You also got the brushless impact wrench. This is the 20-volt half-inch for $259 from DeWalt. And again, these impact wrenches, if you want to see these things in use, just go down to the pits at River City Speedway one time and check out all of these cordless impact wrenches that these guys are using. No more air hoses. They don't have to drag all that stuff around.
They are so nice, those impact drivers.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And the big ones and... something will take you 20 minutes and of course the age I am, I do something, driving a half inch leg screw into something and I'm shot.
Oh gosh, I know. The Milwaukee, the rolling packout toolbox. Now my next door neighbor is a contractor and he's got a bunch of these and you know how they stack up and it's really cool how he hauls all of these tools around and just throws them in the back of his truck and then pulls them all out. Stacks them back up and just wheels in and out of whatever job site he's at.
Yeah, they're great organizers. I've got some of that stuff. I use it for my cooking stuff, and so I have it.
Mm-hmm. Also, the cordless inflator.
Oh, those are I bought one of these. I had jump pack with a built-in inflator and used it too much. It quit working, so I bought the Milwaukee cordless inflator. And boy, that thing's nice.
It's
and it's fairly quiet. It's in the garage and it's not.
And this is the time of the year when you start rolling out the stuff, the spring and summer yard tools and things with tires. This is the time of the year you roll them out and they got flat tires, from sitting all winter. So that's nice to have. Also on this spring spotlight, they got it. Oh boy. I tell you what, the underwear, the Noble Outfitters.
These are really, I've bought a couple pair and they're really nice. They're real.
$14.99, that's a great deal on these too.
Yep, it's a two pack.
Okay, sure. Oh, wow, that's even better. Yep. And for all you safety gear, when you look at the Tingley and the RPS, you got the high visibility rain suits, you got the high visibility flame resistant raincoat. You've got the flame-resistant rain overalls. We know now that the safety green or yellow or whatever color you want to call it, you see it all over the place.
Yeah.
And a lot of this stuff, you need to have it fireproofed.
Yeah. Well, this goes all statewide, so we're selling to the oil workers and whatnot.
Sure.
But, we've got the high-vis stuff, and, if you're out working, like I've got to be out on my road and... you know, if I'm going to grab something, I might grab my hunting orange sweatshirt this weekend.
Yeah.
Just so, you know, somebody driving by doesn't miss me on the side of the road or does miss me.
Yeah.
You know, it's, and I live
on
a road.
How quick
only,
wait is.
It's only a car or two an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
But it only takes one.
They also got the pocket utility roll. We got the pocket heavyweight tool bag, reversible work belts, the full brim hard hats, not the one you
the
flip
oil.
Around backwards. You
like
know,
like I said, the this goes out west, and the oil guys, that's what they want. Is those,
sure.
Those there. We sell a few everywhere, but those oil guys really.
Yeah.
We'll sell thousands of them.
You got so much stuff here that, boy, I tell you what, the Traeger, you got this big sale on the Traeger 3 free sale. Ends now, like next week, the 21st, so it'll be actually Sunday. This is a great deal. Free bag of hardwood pellets and your choice of rub and sauce with the purchase of any Traeger grill. They got $2 off pellets, rubs, and sauces, too. Yeah. Right there, you buy the Traeger, you're almost ready to get rolling with what comes with it free.
Yeah, I mean, if you take... you know, you get three free, so you get a hardwoods or the pellets. That's $15, and then the rubs and sauces are like $10. So I mean, that's pretty significant value and stuff. And you know, you're not gonna find it cheaper anywhere else. So to start with, and boy, that the Traegers. I mean, I'd hate to be without them.
And here's the thing, folks. If you're gonna get one of these Traegers and you're thinking about the rubs and all of those kind of stuff. If you're not sure what to do, maybe ask somebody, get their opinion. It's just an opinion. But here's what I recommend. Get something that catches your eye, get it, and get a couple of things. Do some experimenting with them.
Yeah.
You're going to find out that pretty much everyone you're going to love, and some you're going to love even more.
Yep. And, you know, follow the recipe the first time, and then after that you get a feel for it. And, then you...
Yep, it's like my jerky. You know, how'd you make that? Well, I follow this, but I can't tell you really because it's different every time I do it. Add a little to take a little away, do whatever. But
and you'd get tired of it if you didn't do that.
Right, right. And when it comes out of a Traeger with all these rubs and everything, you're going to like it. You're probably not going to get sick of that. What is the WGHQ? What does that stand for? The April? Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, we talked about the fire extinguishers, the pet. Okay, that's the one we already looked at, that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it's also this time of the year, before we get into Bob's Bargains here.
Yeah.
It's this time of the year, like me, I'm going to be looking for stuff for my boat. The fire extinguisher is one, because I'm pretty sure mine's not any good anymore.
I'm sure they,
they got to have an expiration.
Same thing, you know.
Especially when it sits out all winter, you know. So I'll be getting that. All my fishing gear. I buy 99% of it at Home of Economy. Bait. It's going to be time to start buying your bait again. And we talked about the yard stuff, but I am keyed up for fishing. I can't wait to go start buying all of that stuff at Home of Economy. And when we talk about Bob's Bargains now.
So Bob was my grandfather.
Yes.
Melvin William Bob Keesaw. So. And his saying, and what he told many of the guys that had worked with him directly, is like, you can sell something below cost. If you did that every day, you'd make more money than anything. So that we try to keep that in mind and have some really good sales, bring people in. They can't resist it, and you become their store.
Sure. Remember back in the day, Wade, it seemed like anything that took batteries, they were D's.
Yeah,
or a 9-volt
or a C.
Yeah, and now almost everything is either AA or AAA.
Yeah,
and I go through them a lot. Right now, $3 off a 16-pack of Durastart AAA batteries. That's a hell of a deal there too.
Yeah, and then the Durastart batteries. I mean, when you buy a new TV, new electronic, and you get a battery, and it's not a brand.
Yeah,
and they last forever.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get with the name brand ones you replace them with, you don't get that life. So, our buying group that we deal with, and they own the Durastart name that my grandfather came up with. Anyway, so they're going to the same factory that makes these, no-name batteries, but they're real good batteries, but they just don't have the name, not the advertising.
Yeah, so they really did start that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
That was my Linda Durek's antifreeze. That was his name.
And, oh, no kidding. Yeah, wow.
Came up with that.
And here's the thing. I'm one of those guys. I'm going to go buy the Durastarts before I do the Rayovacs or whatever, because it seems like they last the same. Yeah. Like you said, you could go spend way more money, and you're probably going to be replacing batteries as fast as you would if you were using the Durastarts.
Or the Never Ready.
Mm-hmm. Totes, 40-gallon, 27-gallon, 17-gallon totes, all on sale.
Those have gone fantastic. We just really got into that business in a big way where you're buying truckloads, so you're getting the best price, and then we're doing it at a price where, you know, we're not making any, if any, money.
But, sure.
Boy, we've gotten a huge response from that. And well, they're good quality ones.
Yeah.
Heavy. They're not going to fall apart.
And they're nice because they're stackable. You could put them in other places. You can keep the mice out. You can keep the critters out. We have got a ton of totes. But it seems like you never have enough.
No.
Well.
Well, your daughter will steal some for her horse stuff. And then we got to buy more.
She looks over here and goes, dog treats, we can't forget about the animals.
Yeah.
71 cents off wild bone 1 ounce dog treats.
So it's a good, you know, you got to save money with the pet food has gone up so much.
Oh, God, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
So we're trying to, you know, trying to work some stuff in and help people out. So.
Sure. Summer's right around the corner. It's weird. We didn't have a spring, I don't think, really last year to talk about, but. Now, it's funny because at this time last year, people weren't talking or thinking about planting their vegetable gardens, planting their flower gardens. They weren't thinking about, okay, are my weed whackers ready? Is my lawnmower ready to go? Yeah. All of this stuff. Now people actually can maybe take a breath and go and start planting these things.
Yeah, and looking forward to it rather than just, go from shoveling snow to like, oh my God, I got a great drag my lawnmower out. Sure. Is it going to work or whatever? Speaking of that, I see that you were back there with your mower.
Yeah, I brought it in on Monday to Scott, and thank goodness he was there and another man at Home of Economy that works there to help me drag that thing off the trailer. But I'd actually called him on Friday, and I said, probably a dumb question, but how busy are you? He says, we're real busy.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, I'm going to get my thing in. It'll either be today or Monday, but... they're busy. He's fast, but you can only do so much in the time you have. If you have got something, and I'm a procrastinator, I should have brought the thing in a while ago, but I was gone. Get your equipment in now. If you need it, even the oil change, blade sharpened, all that stuff that you do, the yearly maintenance, the seasonal maintenance, get it in. I got a great guy back there, and he gets my stuff done fast and at such a reasonable price.
Yep. And, as far as I know, when he does it, I mean, all my experiences, he does it, you're not coming back.
Right. Oh, no, no.
You know, that's what's really nice about Scott. And we love him, I tell you.
And you know, he's kind of a humble guy. He doesn't really, you can say, man, I'm never going anywhere else. I'm going to bring my mower here every time. And then he just goes, well, thanks. I like to hear that, you know. Pretty humbling guy. But then again, most of the people at Home of Economy are that way. They're there to help. They treat you more like I've always said. I walk in there, and a lot of the people call me by my first name when I walk in there. That's what people like. And that means you've had a lot of the employees for a long time, and people love that too. It's when you, let's face it, you can name some certain big box stores in the Grand Cities area where you could go walk up to one of the people working in whatever department and ask them a question, and they look at you like, huh? Yeah. It's not that way when you go to Home of Economy. Hey, can you tell me what, where, and it's there, yep. Follow me, let's go.
And it's tougher now than it's been, you know, than forever. And it just kind of makes me, you know, just to say something nice, you know, we lost one of our really good people in the last month there, Sandy from Farmanado. Yes. And, you know, when you're talking about great people, and just made me think of it. So,
In fact, one of the people watching says, very sad, Sandy passed away. And, you know, it gets hard when people are there for a long time. Yep. Not just are they a worker or an employee, they're friends too.
Yeah. Yeah. Like family. So.
Well, we had a lot of good things to talk about today and a couple of not so good things. But again, folks, don't forget Willow Ari's fundraiser is this Saturday, VFW in East Grand Forks, 4:30 to 7. Silent auction ends at 6:30. Spaghetti feed and silent auction. She's got a long road ahead of her. But you know what? With your help, she'll be back working, hopefully at Home of Economy again before you know it, right?
We really hope so. And if she doesn't, that's fine, too. We want to still
more worried about her health.
Yep.
Anything you want to wrap up this with?
I really can't think of anything much. There was one thing that we brought in, this new line of tools at Special Ops Tools.
Okay.
It's on an end cap, and that has really taken off. And the company itself, you know, they kind of come from that military background. Mm. And they're donating, and I think it's 3% to military families.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of a win-win. And
heck yeah.
We're it's really taken, really a new thing that's pretty exciting when you look at. You know, I thought, well, it's kind of the product's kind of, you know, because it's in the army colors and stuff. You know, is that really going to go? But yeah, that's great.
Wow. The thing is with these Home of Economy podcasts, before you know it, they're done. it's funny how, you know, time flies when you're having fun. Yep. And it's the truth. And again, so is this. Wade, awesome talking with you again. Yep. I'll be in probably later on next week. Well, hopefully this week to get my mower, but when I stop in to get some bait, I'll come and talk to you.
Okay, sounds great.
There you go. Wade Pearson, here you go. That's your Home of Economy podcast. They got those big sales going on, the Spring Spotlight. Also, Bob's Bargains, they all end at the end of the month. Get over there, check it out. My favorite store, Home of Economy, in Grand Forks. And, of course, they're all over now.
Yep.